Praise the living God. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Start from verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended? First into the lower parts of the earth. Go on. He that descended is the same also that ascended up for above all heavens, far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I often used to ask myself, what is ministry? I used to ask myself that question. And I was telling someone yesterday, as I was seated with them, that back when we were in school, even when we'd break for holidays, I was born again back then. I got born again in S1. And I remember we used to spend hours in prayer. You know those overnights, right after prep, 9:30, all the way up to 6 a.m. We were praying with all our strength, but were ignorant of what exactly we were doing. Huh? So you would pray, rain or heat. I remember there was a basketball court just aside from our dormitory, and it was dark. And you know when things are dark at night, stories always come from there, what? Their graves, their what? Some of you know, eh? Anyway, so we used to go that side, deep down into the darkness, to prove that we're indeed soldiers of Christ Jesus. And we would pray in the darkness, but you keep looking around your shoulder just in case. And we spent hours and hours and hours. And that's what you call innocent prayer. It has a value. Eh? Innocent prayer actually has a... Actually, any type of prayer has value. Innocent prayer, where you're doing something, you don't even know what it's doing to you, you don't know what it's doing for you, you just do it.